The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
There's something quietly remarkable happening on the Camino de Santiago. What was once considered a niche pilgrimage has become one of the most talked about journeys in travel. And increasingly, it's younger people leading the way. Ed Finn is here, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels. If you're laughing at it now, what does that say?
Good morning, Claire. How are you? Have you walked the Camino way yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's all ahead of you.
I haven't done it. And I don't know whether I will. It's become very popular. Do you know one of these things that almost is too popular, puts you off a bit?
Yeah, you see, there's different ones, right? So obviously there's the Camino de Francis, I suppose, is the most popular one. But what happened was there was a bit of an explosion in numbers, especially with young people, because through TikTok and Instagram, it became a rite of passage. And all of a sudden, the numbers, over 520,000 people did it last year. But again, it's a huge number of younger people are discovering it. And because it's very social and because it's very Instagrammable, because it's stunning, you're going through all these beautiful towns and it's a rite of passage and all that stuff. So it has a new lease of life. So the Camino way has never been younger, if you like. In a way,
I suppose,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I know a friend of mine did it and nearly cut the feet off herself with the blisters and the misery of it. You know, it looks so beautiful and it sounds lovely to go and do this pilgrimage, but the reality of it can be quite different.
Yeah, now they're really, I mean, there should be, I don't know who your friend got advice from, but there is no excuse because honestly, that is the one thing that I have a little thing I send people, a PDF, and you know, what not to do and what to do. And you have to have, really, we just saw the marathon being run there under 2 minutes.
Yeah,
2 hours.
Bring your super shoes.
You have to have really good shoes. And, you know, you don't buy the new shoes and take them out of the box on day one. You know yourself. I mean, it's common sense.
Yeah.
And again, very important, socks are everything. Like really and truly, like, you know, you need, yeah, absolutely. And then just to give your feet a little bathe every night and just rub a good cream on them and stuff. And then you'll have no problem.
Sounds like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah, I know. It does
did
sound
do
like
it?
That.
Did you do it?
I did. Yeah, I did. I did 2 weeks actually, but the one I really did, I did twice. Sarria to Santiago is the last at 110 kilometers. But before that, when I lived in South Africa, I went with a group and flew to Madrid and took the train to Lyon, and from Lyon to Santiago it's 2 weeks. So we did it. I did that for staying.
So how far are you walking each day?
So about 18 to 20 kilometres. Right? Yeah. But it actually goes really well. Now, if you look at the pictures of it and you'll see like the different towns, for example, you were saying there, your friend, the Portuguese one is becoming very popular. And again, depending on the time of year, September is very busy. So, you know, if you want to do the Camino St. Francis, you know, that's going to be a very busy time. So, you know, just beware of that.
Pick your time.
Yeah. And a lot of the companies that do it here, like, they arrange for your luggage to be carried to the next stop for you. So, you know, travel really light when you're doing the Camino.
Because you're carrying
you're losing your baggage because you're losing mental baggage as you walk along. That's what I discovered. You just literally forget things that would stress you and you'd be worried about a few days into this and you're like, what was I thinking? You know?
What was I worried about? It really is
an incredible experience, yeah.
Okay, so you're staying then in very basic accommodation, is that right?
Yeah, so you have a choice, right? You can do you can be very pilgrim's way and you can stay in the refugios, which are shared, that's type like hostel accommodations. In medieval times, I mean, you know, when the pilgrims would have walked this, they would have stayed in all these kind of, you know, big, just, you know, group kind of places and stuff, which is the same today. And then, of course, a lot of the companies that do them, you have lovely little I stayed in very nice little 3-star hotels. I think we did 2 refugios and there was a guy who snored a lot and I was like, I'm never going to get any sleep here.
Raging.
So, you know, you're at an age when, you know, hostels are just not really going to cut the mustard anymore.
So your mental baggage the next day is that you wanted to find your man.
So, yeah, I know. I was like, that was another rite of passage, I can tell you. But it was very much about, you know, nice little 3-star hotels. You want your own bathroom. You want to be able to fix your feet at night time. You don't want everybody looking at that. You know, I personally don't anyway. So you want to have your own space. And like, it's a huge amount of solo travel. Like loads of people will do it with friends as well. You do twin, you know, so, but it's amazing. I'm like, I met people on the Camino that my first one I did about 18 years ago and I still keep in touch with them. And they live in South Africa, you know, so like it's an interesting experience and you meet all sorts of people from editors of newspapers to bus drivers to you name it, Claire. Like the world is there on yes. the Camino Way.
So take us back to the history of it and where it all began.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. So I suppose, I mean, really, it dates back to the 9th century, right? So, and I mean, you know, we have St. James's Gate here. You know, mm-hmm. you can go from St. I mean, we have the St. James's Church here as well, which, they, you know, they celebrate. And people used to walk from here. But you the 9th century had started, and it became, I think, the St. James, of course, became, you know, the Apostle St. James, it became a huge thing. And Santiago de Compostela itself is the most beautiful city, and it is the UNESCO World Heritage Site. And the famous fumador, or the buscador, I'm saying that wrong now, the big, huge fumador that's in the church, it takes 5 priests to swing that. And when you get there, it's the biggest incense burner you're ever going to see in your life, right? But the reason I talk about that is because in the 9th century, when people got to the church, people think they're swinging this because it's a lovely idea. But because the pilgrims would all sleep in the church when they got there after, you know, the weeks of walking. So it was quite set, or you can imagine the aroma. So that was what the big, huge fumador okay. was for, right? So it goes way back to those days, okay? So when you get there, you're swinging this fumador and it's brilliant.
The stink of the
yeah.
the feet.
But because of the stink of everything. Imagine, yeah. no, like in those, in the 9th century, you didn't have your ensuite. Mm-hmm. So it was just a real, again, a rite of passage in those days as well for people. And it was a thing that you went, because of course St. James, the relic, you know, he's huge, Santiago, he's huge in Spain and worldwide.
Okay, so coming back to the feet, you say that's the golden rule.
Yes.
Mind your feet, everything else falls into,
the feet. Yeah,
into place.
Absolutely. So, yeah, totally. Look after your feet. You'll have no problem at all. And then the food is another thing. You know, you're going across the north of Spain. So, I mean, you know, Sarria to Santiago, all those areas, they love, like, for example, octopus would be a huge dish there. There was pots of octopus everywhere, right? Now, it's not cooked like in your Michelin star hotel where it's lovely and tender. This you could bounce this off the wall. But this is a different, you know what I mean? So it's hearty fare, right?
Yeah.
So big crusty breads.
Could you use it to cushion your blisters?
Bean stews for you, you know, you could, yeah, you could stick it in the shoe. But just the feet and the food, as I said, you know, because you've all these gorgeous, like, wines, mm-hmm. you know, everything is very affordable. It's so cheap. And again, they do all the traditional, like if you go through Asturias, for example, you know, these are all along the coast. They have different food types and all the ones. But mainly, Galicia itself, again, it would be, because it's green Spain, so, you know, it's a different type of food. But
You recommend when you get to the end, if you make it to Santiago, that you stay for
yes,
a couple of nights.
I do, because it's such a beautiful place. And again, I was saying UNESCO Heritage,
yeah.
But it is the most gorgeous university city. It has the Spanish medieval streets. The tapas I've had in Santiago compares with anything I've had in the world, or in Spain, in fact, you know, it's mm-hmm. just really cool. And because it's university, it's buzzy, and it's just a gorgeous spot. And again, you're on the coast as well, so you could even go, you know, you can go swimming if you wanted to stay and do a little 1 or 2 days by the sea. It's lovely.
A listener says that it has become a commodity. What was meant to be a solo time of nourishing the soul has become a money spinner. What do you say to that?
I would say it isn't expensive to do it at all, right? It's about 700 quid for the week if you book it with one of the companies like Follow the Camino, or You Walk, or whatever they're called, Camino Ways. There's loads of them. Mm-hmm. So it's not that it's a money spinner, but I think it has become, you know, a lot of companies have kind of found a niche with it, but it's not a money spinner, because for me, I mean, it is the same when I did it recently, and we drove it actually to see a lot of the places that you wouldn't see when you walk it. It was like the prices aren't gone up crazy.
Yeah,
like,
it's just maybe that person means it's very busy now. You know, we should just pick your time.
It is, yeah. And I mean, in fact, if there's different ones that you can do, the Camino de Norte, yeah. So, but it has become, she's right, it has become incredibly busy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And popular. Right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
That's the award winning travel journalist, Ed Finn. Thanks, Ed. We're coming up to the news.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.